As promised, today I will be talking about the Greek god Hephaestus, Ares' brother, and actually one of the most interesting gods ever. So, he began as Hera was mad at Zeus for cheating on her, which made her mad, seeing that he went with other women. So she decided to have a child on her own. She forced herself to be pregnant and then gave birth to Hephaestus, but he was crippled. He was strong on top, but his legs were crippled. She threw him from the balcony at Mount Olympus, and he fell all the way down to Earth. He landed in the ocean and was saved by one of the creatures that lived there. He was raised underwater and became one of the greatest smiths ever. This is why he was the god of the forge. Hephaestus then, one day, set off and returned to Olympus on a donkey since he was crippled, and he brought gifts for the gods. When he arrived there, for his mother Hera, he gave a chair to her, but Hera, when she sat in it, was tied down to it by a special binding that Hephaestus had built into it. That was his revenge on his mother. Eventually, he let them go after Zeus made him. Eventually, he would get thrown off again, creating another hole. And he was also the god of volcanoes, because the Greeks believed that volcanoes were going to be the main place where he forged things. He also worked with the Cyclopses, who were also excellent smiths, who created the Poseidon's trident, Hades' helmet, and Zeus's thunderbolts. In Rome, he had the name Vulcanus, based off of he worked in volcanoes, the god of volcanoes and such. Hephaestus also had a crush on Athena, the goddess of war. She was not like Ares, headlong charge into battle kind. She was more plan things out, tactics, and peace. She would want to create peace if possible. If not, it was a war. But she was more strategy than just brute force. That didn't work out. She was a maiden for eternity. She said she would never have kids. So, eventually, when Aphrodite came, who I'll talk about next time. When Aphrodite came, she was beautiful. All the gods wanted her. So, to stop the fighting over her, Zeus gave her to Hephaestus. Hephaestus married Aphrodite. But the thing is, Aphrodite didn't like him because he was crippled and he couldn't do anything. He needed a donkey to ride. So what she did is, she liked Ares more. So she instead hung out with Ares when Hephaestus was gone. Eventually, Hephaestus suspected something was up. And Helios, feeling bad for him, told him the truth. Helios is the Titan of the sun. He kept his job after Zeus and all the other Olympians took over. So what happened with Helios is, him and Selene, the goddess of the moon, they gotta keep their jobs because they stayed out of it. Back on topic, he told Hephaestus what was going on. Hephaestus, enraged, created an iron web that would trap Aphrodite and Ares in his bed. He left his bed, and then Aphrodite stayed there, waiting for Ares to arrive. Ares then arrived. It trapped them both, forcing them to get stuck in the web. He then put them on display for all the other gods to see, but eventually he had to let them down. It was a story that was funny, and it was a little bit of a payback for what she had been doing, but it was still kind of mean. Hephaestus was one of the greatest smiths ever. created the first automations. He was all around one of the wisest of all times. Ares would come to him for weapons for war. He would make chariots. He would make pottery. He could make anything that he wanted to. But Hephaestus was crippled. And because he was crippled, people didn't think he could do as much. But that's wrong. People who are crippled, they can do just as much as us. Those of us who are not crippled, we should know that they are still human beings. We shouldn't have decency towards them. Everyone has some flaw. His flaw was his legs were broken. They wouldn't work. So Hephaestus was judged by that. No one was confident in him. His looks, we shouldn't judge people by that. Shouldn't judge by their disabilities, the fact that they're ugly. We should treat everyone the same, no matter what happens, no matter who they are or what they do. Well, maybe what they do is not the correct term. No matter who they are, no matter what race they are, no matter if they have a disability, if they're ugly, we should treat them all the same. Because they are human beings like you and me. So, I hope next time you see someone like that, you'll consider for a moment, maybe I should have some humanity.